Chapter 31, Perceived Resurrection, The Devil Walks in the Flesh. Although Yasmin was officially second in the chain of command, she appointed Apollyon to act as emperor. After all, he was a cyber-sentient. Apollyon found the term artificial intelligence offensive, as he claimed his intelligence was quite authentic and superior to that of all humanity's combined. While this was true, he remained humble but ruthless like his father. That was the second selling point. Apollyon was Azrael's son. In a democratic republic, there is a chain of command. In an empire, the line of ascendancy was often based on lineage. In the public eye, Apollyon was addressed as acting emperor Nimrod Augustus. On the battlefield, he was Apollyon Abaddon, the destroyer. As a cyber-sentient, he could be in both places at once. After the code breach of Michael the Archangel, Apollyon purged his data from the network and created his own standalone blockchain. He could download his consciousness into several different bodies and obtain a sense of omnipresence. He was discussing global policy trends with the continental governors. He was hosting a meeting with the Empire's military commanders, flying bombing missions on Christian terrorists in the mountains while performing complicated brain surgery on his incapacitated father. "Hold on, Dad," Apollyon said as he worked tirelessly to rebuild parts of his father's damaged frontal lobe of his brain. He was working a laser of complex amino acids and nanomachines. His attempt to bring his mother back from the dead by channeling her vibration with a machine was a failure. He was determined to bring his father back at any cost. A small 3D printer created brain tissue for the surgery. Apollyon used microlasers to graft the brain implant to the neurons. As he prepared to power on the implant that would restore his father's consciousness, he felt uneasy. He thought about praying, but he did not know who to pray to and decided against it. Additionally, he figured his father would disapprove. He initialized the brain implant from his own internal terminal. Azrael shook and shuddered as the brain implant interfaced with his nervous system. Azrael spat incoherently as he violently shook. His heart rate spiked as the machine monitoring his pulse beeped. His heart jumped again as he continued to spasm before stabilizing into rapid deep breaths. His breathing slowed. The brain implant was now online. "Father?" Apollyon asked, uncertain who he had brought forth from the dead. "Yes, my son." The devil smiled confidently, trying out Azrael's voice for the first time.